So Shane O'Donnell, that was a serious performance by Donegal today to make it an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, great performance all around. Could have been a bit more clinical in the first half, but we're still, I suppose, happy to go in at 5 points up considering the half-time result after the Monaghan game. So all around good performance. Everybody done well from 1 through 20 nearly, so it was all good day.
Yeah. They couldn't live with the running power of Donegal, particularly in that third quarter of the game.
Aye, I suppose maybe the heat or something played into that as well. And we ran ourselves into the ground there. A lot of the boys there got taken off early, which was nice, because it's going to be another big 2 weeks and it's going to be a big task going up against Kerry. So we're delighted to be in the spot that we are, and that's where we wanted to be, I suppose, at the start of the year. So we're very, very happy.
Yeah. Did you watch Kerry yesterday?
We did, yeah. What
did you make of that performance?
Good performance, aye. They left a lot behind them, I suppose. They could have probably scored a few more goals there, which makes them dangerous, I suppose. But we'll try to do as much as we can in terms of getting a game plan nailed and strategies and all that kind of crack. So, we'll be putting the head down for 2 weeks.
But for you to be in an All-Ireland final, like, it's massive. It's huge for this group, particularly for you that are sort of in the younger age bracket, so
it is. It is a bit mad when you think of, you know, I think there's only maybe 3 or 4 boys there that were in the All-Ireland final, you know, back in 2014. So it's a new territory for a lot of boys there. We were in a semi-final last year and we fell short, so we've improved, which is good to see. And we just need to make sure that we push on now and don't leave anything behind us.
Is that the driving force behind a lot of the stuff this year, making up for that loss at semi-stage last year?
It is, yeah. We were devastated last year. Going home on the bus wasn't something nice, you know. Especially for the fans as well, going up the road, you know, they go everywhere for us, and they're travelling all around the country for us. And it's nice now. It's going to be a good buzz now around Donegal for 2 weeks, which is massive. And we're hoping to get all the numbers up again now for 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. Just finally, and I'm not going to ask you what he said in the group, but we were watching it on the screens beforehand in that circle before the game started.
Yeah.
Myself and the two Brendans, Brendan Venemary and Kilcott, the hairs were standing on the back of her head, just watching Jim McGuinness talk to you guys.
Yeah,
And we were getting a lift of it. And I'm sure down there, the way he talks to you and how he gives you his inspiration and motivation to take on a game and take on a challenge must be absolutely immense.
It is, yeah. It's always great to have him there. Everything he says, we try to take on board the best we can. And he's an inspiration, I suppose, around the group and even around the supporters and everything like that as well. And I suppose all he said was just, you know, about sticking to the game plan and putting the head down and leaving everything out there for the people of Donegal and for ourselves as well. So I hope we done a good job for that.
Oh, you certainly did, no doubt about it. And listen, there's another day to come. So all we can do, Shane, is wish you the best of luck for the prep for the final.
Thanks, Ashley. Thank you. Yeah.